I'm Karen. And may kwento na naman ako after almost 2 months. Actually, I've spent most of the time nagpapahinga ako. I've been taking a break since this is the first time na I actually have a break. Since I've been doing internships during most of our mid-years no undergrad, then after confirming na I'll be graduating from pharmacy, I immediately pursued my major internship. And ayun, nagsimula na din ako mag-aral for boards that time. Tapos syempre, nagsimula ako ng med school. So, ayun, madalas ng breaks ko sa med, napunta rin sa pag-aaral ko for the boards. So, ngayon lang talaga ako nagkaroon ng legitimate long break. So, because natapos na lahat ng ganaps ko sa buhay, or at least major ganaps ko, I decided na magpahinga muna. Ayun, nag-introspect ako, self-reflect ako, ganyan. Anyway, going back to the kwento or topic at hand, I actually want to talk about my experiences and my realizations during my first year in medicine. Especially na it was spent mostly online, and the fact that we're still stuck under this, let's just say, weird and ineffective yan, quarantine guidelines, it made studying medicine a little bit more challenging than the usual na naririnig nyo from like upper years, ganyan. So, I'll be trying to encapsulate my first year experience by answering the usual questions and use them as discussion points. Wow, dami mong alam, discussion points. Anyway, so the usual opening question to medical students na madalas tinatanong ng mga estudyante din who also wanted to pursue the same profession is, for example, ate, mahirap ba mag-aral sa med? And of course, the usual and the obvious answer would be, oo, mahirap. But I think I need to put this in a more comprehensive context as to why I personally found it difficult. Kasi aside from the fact na marami inaaral and mabilis yung pacing, kasi yun, tanggap ko yun, naririnig ko yun, pinaghandaan ko yun. Aside from the fact na sinabay ko yung review ko for the pharmacy boards, kasi yun, ginusto ko yun. Eh, decision ko naman yun, kaya pinanindigan ko. Pero yung fact na ang daming nagdudusa because of the pandemic, grabe, the numbers are just approaching. Hindi ko alam ha kung kailan siya magpipik talaga, pero pataas lang ng pataas. Kasi hindi lang siya because of the viral infection itself. Yes, nakakatakot yung COVID-19. Pero grabe yung pag-handle ng gobyerno natin. As grabe yung mishandling na nangyari regarding our pandemic quote-unquote response. From making the safety of the people and the nation's economy a false dichotomy to gaslighting the healthcare workers who chose to stay here. Ang hirap mag-aral ng medisina mainly because of those. Idagdag mo na online yung setup. Di ko personally sure kung may na-absorb ba ako or if magiging competent ba akong physician in the future. Like, there's so much doubt personally. And I think those are valid concerns naman. Grabe ang inyong aso. And ako, personally, I'm thankful na relatively yung med school environment na napuntahan ko, hindi siya ganun katoxic. Siyempre, hindi ko rin nafe-feel na mag-isa akong nagsastruggle, ganyan. Like, both the students and the faculty. Like, everyone's trying to adapt, but we're all hoping for an outcome where we, the students, learn as much as possible. It's a large factor kasi as to how I was able to handle my first year. So, moving on to the usual next question, madalas na itatanong sa akin, like, ate, paano kayo nag-adjust nung first year? Like, sa totoo lang, hindi ko alam. Kasi if you look at it, there were multiple levels of adjustment na need naming magawa. And until now, I'm still adjusting. Hindi pa rin ako well-adjusted sa mga nangyayari. First, there's this multitude of concepts that we need to absorb. and the pacing na halos everyday ako naghahabol. There's also the fact na online yung majority ng setup namin, so pati yung socialization aspect of being in a classroom, nagbago. Honestly, buti na lang nagkaroon kami ng dissection bridging program where we actually get to see cadavers personally. And at that time, nakita rin namin yung fellow batchmates namin personally. Na, oh, totoong tao pala sila, hindi lang sila someone behind the Zoom icon or someone behind the usual online meetings. Lastly, there's also the element of being at home while studying. Naramdam mong hindi ka lang estudyante, kundi anak ka rin at kapatid ka rin. Na parang walang delineation of roles, ganyan. And B, nakakapagod siya. So ayun, to answer the question kung paano ako nag-adjust, the short answer is, bali hindi pa po talaga ako fully adjusted. Like, yun lang talaga yun. Okay, so the last question, madalas na tinatanong regarding my first year is, Ate, do you have any regrets entering medicine during a pandemic? Kasi madalas yun yung sinasabi tungkol sa batch namin na pumasok kami given the circumstances, ganyan. Luckily, mabilis lang naman ang sagot ko rito. So, no, hindi ko ever pinagsisihan na pumasok ako sa medisina. Even if ganito yung sitwasyon natin ngayon. Sa totoo lang, dati, ayoko talagang madalas na bibring up na med student ako pag kinakausap ako in person. Kasi ayoko masabihin na umiikot lang sa pagiging med student ang personality ko, ganyan. But in hindsight, and until now, mahal ko naman yung inaaral ko. I love what I learned. I love what I'm still learning. And I'll still probably love what I learned the further I go. Yun lang yun. I mean, helping others is always on the table. But the art and nature of medicine and the science and social aspects behind every human life, wala lang, ang amazing tuwing iniisip ko. It makes me more religious somehow. Kasi everything is too complex for me to doubt na there's something out there na that's greater than humanity. Honestly, challenging na nga tong pandemic. Pero if I were in a position where I'm not interested sa ginagawa ko or the fact na I need to force myself pa, there's a large chance that I would quit. If I entered law school, for example, baka di ko kakayanin. If I started working agad, even if may compensation, even if I get compensated, baka hindi ko rin kayanin. Grabe, ang hirap kaya ng work from home setup. And if I pursued master's or a straight PhD program pa nagkataon, pag hindi naman interesado no sa topic, baka hindi ko rin kayanin. So ayun, I don't regret entering med naman regardless of the circumstances. Usually, people would say I'm too idealistic or baka sabihin nila na niroromanticize ko. I don't really, I'm pretty much a cynical person, pero madalas personal takeaways kasi to, and gets ko na masyado pa akong maaga sa pagiging med student and whatnot. Pero inaano ko pa kayo ng opinion ko? Grabe, hirap-hirap na nga mabuhay ngayon, naawayan nyo pa ako. But on the topic of staying here in the country as a healthcare worker, kasi it's been a relevant topic this past few days, given how the current administration treats them, ganyan. Personally, I know a lot of people who chose to leave and start their professional lives somewhere else, especially healthcare workers. And I support them 100%. I think may sari-sariling reasons kasi yan as to why people would stay and as to why people would leave. It's too complex kasi to just pinpoint it to a single reason, but at the end of the day, I think it's the right of the individual to choose which path would make them the most fulfilled and which path would make them the happiest, ganyan. It would not make you less of a Filipino if you want what's best for you. As for me, there's a larger chance of me staying here for the long term given my personal circumstances. But I'm open to the possibility of having other options as a backup. Dapat always may plan B ka, plan C, plan D, ganun talaga. And grabe, ang bilis sabihin na gusto mong umalis sa bansang to, pero marami ding need gastusin, ang daming mong need i-invest if gusto mong makapag-start ng professional life mo somewhere else. Kaya, some people would choose to stay here, some people would leave. It depends on the individual. Kung may means ba siya or wala. Kaya it's too complex na sabihin mong ina-abandon mo yung sarili mong bansa, ganyan. Like, ang daming tumatakbo sa isip ng isang taong nag-iibang bansa para lang ma-pinpoint mo kung anong motive niya behind it. And trust me, anak ako ng OFW, it's much more complicated than that. Ayun, anyway, this episode is more of an introspection rather than me ranting na ang hirap ng biochem, anatomy, and physiology. Don't get me wrong, I struggled academically. Madalas exams ko nasa mean or below the mean, ganyan. Pero wala eh. Eh di babawi na lang sa susunod, ganun talaga, wala naman tayong magagawa. I think mas gusto kong pag-usapan yung challenges outside of academics. Kasi med school is more than the overwhelming academics itself. Especially ngayon na where healthcare workers are needed and yet they're not being properly compensated or treated. We, siguro as medical students, and of course speaking na rin for those in the health profession, ganyan, overwhelmed kami and most of the time, takot kami. But honestly, personally, hopeful ako na one day, we elect leaders who would not make a repeat performance of what this administration did. And honestly, waiting for that point in time is tiring, and I think holding the current leaders accountable is of urgent concern. So, ayun, first year of online medical school is really quite an experience, given our circumstances, ganyan. Hopefully, when I give a review about my second year, which will actually start next week, fun, yay, woo, ready na ako, ganyan, oh my god. It would be on a more positive note. So, ayun, pasensya na, nag-break ako, nagpahinga ako na matagal, pero I'll try as much as possible na mas mag-upload. Hinihintay ko kasi talaga makuha yung condenser microphone na naiwan ko sa Maynila. Nasa Laguna kasi ako ngayon, so ayun, hindi ko alam kailan ko siya makukuha. But I'm trying to find alternatives para naman kahit pa paano maganda yung quality ng podcast na maririnig niyo. So, magkwentuhan ulit tayo next time. Bye!